This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday there could be no permanent ceasefire in Gaza until Hamas was destroyed, casting doubt on a key part of a truce proposal that U.S. President Joe Biden and Israel itself had made clear. Reuters' Angela Johnston reports.
Netanyahu's comments have raised questions over the details of the plan and its timing. Hamas has cautiously welcomed talks on a deal. Biden had signaled that Hamas would not stay in power in Gaza without elaborating. But the Iranian-backed Islamist group has not indicated it might step aside or disarm voluntarily. In Tel Aviv, protesters rallied, calling for the release of Israeli hostages in the Palestinian enclave. An opposition leader, Yair Lapid, said his party would support the agreement.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. AP correspondent Charles Zeladesma reports on exchanges of fire along the Lebanon-Israel border intensifying over the past weeks with Israel's military push on Gaza's southern city of Rafah.
The militant Hezbollah group says it shot down an Israeli drone over South Lebanon and fired rockets at an Israeli military base. The attack came just hours after Israeli drone strikes killed at least one person and wounded several others. Hezbollah said in a statement that its fighters struck the Hermes 900 Koshaf drone, saying such aircraft had been targeting militants and civilian homes. Hezbollah says its fighters also attacked an Israeli army base in the border town of Kiryat Shmona with Birkin rockets, scoring direct hits, it says, igniting a fire and destroying part of it. The Israeli army confirmed a rocket had hit the base without giving details. I'm Charles Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. China's defense minister has acknowledged the importance of newly renewed military-to-military communications with the United States as tensions escalate in the Asia-Pacific region, while at the same time accusing Washington of causing the friction with its support for Taiwan and the Philippines. The Chinese defense minister Dong Jun told the Shangri-La Defense Forum in Singapore on Sunday, "We will not allow anyone to bring geopolitical conflicts or any war, whether hot or cold, into our region. We will not allow any country or any force to create conflict with chaos in our region." Iran's hardline former president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has now registered as a possible candidate for the June 28th presidential election, seeking to regain the country's top political position after a helicopter crash killed the nation's president and seven others. The populist former leader's registration puts pressure on Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. In office, Ahmadinejad openly challenged the 85-year-old cleric, and his attempt to run in 2021 was barred by authorities. The firebrand Holocaust-questioning politician returned also comes during a time of heightened tensions between Iran and the West over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program, its arming of Russia in its war on Ukraine, and its wide-reaching crackdowns on dissent. The launch countdown for Boeing's new Starliner space capsule on its inaugural crew test flight was halted on Saturday for the second time in weeks due to a technical issue. Reuters' Alex Cohen.
Two crew members were heading to the International Space Station as Boeing scrambles to gain a greater share of the lucrative NASA business, now dominated by Elon Musk's SpaceX. Officials said the mission was halted minutes to go before liftoff by a computer abort system. The postponement comes after a previous attempt on May 6th was halted 2 hours before launch time over a faulty pressure valve.
In the U.S., there's a political stalemate over the Trump verdict.
It was a rigged trial.
Republicans are enlisting themselves in Trump's campaign of vengeance and political retribution, all part of the GOP bid to reclaim the White House. On Friday, the House Judiciary Chairman demanded D.A. Alvin Bragg and the prosecutor in Trump's hush money case appear for questioning. President Biden, who has no authority over state courts, said the attacks are reckless.
It's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict.
Experts on authoritarianism warn Trump is vowing to use the state against his opponents. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.